Before we get to tonight's Big Brother recap with Matt Hoffman talking about Sunday night's Big Brother, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsors over at Beachbody On Demand. Of course, Beachbody On Demand, one of the good apps. You're going to want to use this one. It's always trending. It's the easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of great workouts that you can do from the comfort of your own home. Of course, they've got a great offer for our listeners where you can try a free membership to Beachbody On Demand when you text the word ROB to 303030 to start your free membership. I've been doing Beachbody On Demand for a year and a half, and it's the only way that I'd be able to get consistent exercise in my life because I'm always going to procrastinate going to the gym. There's no way to procrastinate because you're doing everything from the comfort of your own home. You don't need a ton of equipment to set up. I use dumbbells here. I've got resistance bands, but they've got body weight exercises for whatever you're looking for. Great programs like P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, Brazilian Butt Lift even, Hip Hop Abs, 3-Week Yoga Retreat with Vitas Bischkauskas. They've got the great trainers. I like to do Body Beast with Sagi. He is the best. I decided I'm not going to get as ripped as he is. I think that I'm going to stop just shy of that with Beachbody On Demand. Plus, they've got all sorts of nutritional information as well for what you should be eating. It's a one-stop solution. So try it out. Million people already on Beachbody On Demand, and you can try it for free when you text the word ROB to 303030. You get access to the entire platform for free, all the workouts, nutritional information, and support totally for free. Just text the word ROB to 303030 to start trying out Beachbody On Demand. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who puts out a crap rehap a good couple of times a week. I am Rob Cisternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our Sunday night edition of Big Brother 20 Recap here. Very excited for our show here tonight because, first off, we have a fantastic guest with us here in the studio. He is here to promote his upcoming appearance to podcast the weekly episodes of TKO only on CBS. So please welcome back the great Matt Hoffman. Matt, how are you?
Hey, thanks, Rob, for the warm welcome. How's everybody been?
Very excited to have you here. I was thrilled when you reached out. Very exciting to have you here with us, Matt. And of course,
it's great to be in studio again.
Yes, here in your studio, talking to you.
In my studio.
All right, and then of course, a man who's having what a weekend, kicking off the live feed coverage here on Rob Has a Podcast. Welcome in, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. I did just have to give a pep talk to Matt because he was a little bit sad about how fake you and I are, Rob. And so I had to tell him, like, look, you're just lucky to be on the podcast. You know how many people you like won the lottery, Matt.
I feel fortunate. I hope it's okay that I came in my human form today. I know we didn't really clear that ahead of time.
It's not okay. We only accept robots.
Yeah, Taryn is the most pro-robot person around. Okay, so we've got a lot of stuff to get to here today on our Sunday night wrap-up here. Of course, you can get your questions into the show later on, hashtag RHAP for that later on coming up. We will take your questions. And of course, on Monday, I will be bringing you my first edition of our new weekly podcast that I'm doing. Matt, I don't know if you know about this, with Eric Stein. I'm going to be every week. Stein and I are breaking it down.
This is incredible. Is this trending?
This is trending.
This must be trending.
Be trending. It'll be very exciting.
That is a power app of a show you got working.
And the first of the Summer of Stein podcast will be dropping tomorrow night. Get your questions in for the show. Send them in, bigbrother@robiswebsite.com or on voicemail, robiswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP for that. So very, very exciting, of course. Matt, how's everything going?
Everything is great. It's you know, like I said, it's always great to be back here. I love being back in studio at RHAP talking about one of my favorite shows in the world, yes. Big Brother.
Yes. Wow. Okay. So here we are early on, and it's been a fun season. You like this group, Matt?
Yeah, I still am kind of learning their names. That happens for a good week or two that goes on. So I'll probably just talk about them descriptively. Apologize in advance if that bothers anybody. If I say something I maybe shouldn't accidentally, I'm just trying to learn.
Do you have a favorite early on?
I just like the little guy because of, sticking by my people. So that's really it right now. Otherwise, I have nothing else to go off.
So you're a big JC fan.
I overlook some things that maybe other people don't like about him, and his choices. And I think that's okay because I understand the plight that he's had his whole life, kind of. And so, all right. Cut it black.
Taryn, we saw tonight the BB App Store is in full effect. Was this about what you anticipated from the App Store?
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, being able to see the names of the things, but not the description. I actually think that's a good way to do it, especially for the viewers, because it leads us to speculate and be surprised at each new power each week instead of being like, all right, well, we just have to wait until this one's unleashed and then be mad about
it. Did you like the BB App Store?
I feel like an old person. I don't totally understand it. What are we supposed to know what these things are meaning? And what's it like if what's it like if you have enough time in your life to actually participate in this?
Well, you didn't vote for who is trending.
What is someone seeing? Yeah, what do you see if I were to fucking want to do this?
Can you talk Matt through how the BB App Store voting works?
So you have to chat with the BB chatbot on Facebook, Twitter, Kick, or Skype. And
you really got to have a conversation?
Yeah, you do. And it will ask you like five or six, whatever many questions. And you have to answer with the names of the house guests that you think correspond with the answer to that question. And then the person whose name shows up the least is going to be the least mentioned, the person that gets the crap app. And the person who comes up the most will get the trending power app.
How long do people spend doing this stuff?
You can apparently do it 10 times per day, maybe.
It's got to take at least a good minute or two of your life, right, to do probably?
Yeah, at least a good minute or two, yeah.
Is this a better or worse twist than the Big Brother Saboteur?
I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of work for the fans. At least the Saboteur, it was lazy for everybody. We could all just kind of kick back and let it fizzle out and be done with it. This is like you got to put some work into it. You're asking a lot of people.
the work was put in.
And then you don't know what they're getting. So then she picks this thing.
Yeah.
But then there's these other things. So nobody really knows what these other things are.
The headline at this hour has to be that we saw Sam end up picking up the plus one bonus life. So it looks as though no matter what happens with these nominations, that Sam is going nowhere come this Thursday, which I think is sort of, as Caitlin would say, the karma of the universe ending up coming back together. But Matt, do you think that 3 weeks basically with this same group living together, if she is the person who gets voted out on Thursday, is that a better or worse thing for this season for these people to spend about 20 days together before somebody goes home?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's just a hefty handout on production's part. Could you argue that there's something that's been a better power than that? Because she can wait until after every vote's been cast, right? And minute thing. I think
to me, it's almost like they're canceling the first eviction, Taryn.
The news to me was that, because that's what I assumed when I was watching the feeds and Sam was, that we knew Sam had this power. And we assumed that it was just like she cancels the eviction or she just walks right back in the door. But the words on the app said that she has a chance to come back into the house. And it also didn't specify when she's coming back into the house. So, because it lasts for 4 weeks, it might be a kind of thing where she has to wait until the fourth week to come back in. And it could also be a kind of thing where she has to complete some sort of task, win some sort of competition, maybe it's similar to the battle back where she has to choose the chosen or fight against the chosen champion of the house in a one-on-one competition to come back. Who knows what this could
be? I thought that the language was pretty clear. This was a bonus life that she was going to have the chance. And if nobody used it by the end of that fourth week, whoever went out that week would have a chance to come back in, Taryn.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's and so it has to be used. But in each case, they did say it's a chance to come back, not a guaranteed shot at being back in the house. So which granted, you know, if we're looking at who Big Brother is and what they tend to do, the chance is almost guaranteed to be a guarantee in the same way that Paul had a chance to come into the house last season. But it's important to point out anyway.
Let's talk about the recipient of the App Store advantage, and that would be Sam. And she is put in this very unique situation, which is really it's trending. Everybody's talking about it. Sam the robot, Matt. Can you give us your thoughts on the first robotic Big Brother participant?
I don't know. I feel like it's a punishment in this context, but it might not always be a punishment. Like, for instance, I think if Kathy turned into a robot,
it would've been better.
She'd be more helpful to us in like team competitions and things like that. And I feel Sam might fall into that category. We don't really know that her being a robot might actually be helping her. I think it's a quirky, odd twist. Mm-hmm. Certainly. I would like to see a showmance, like a robot showmance of some sort emerge. Oh.
We don't know how anatomically correct the robot is. I think that's the main issue.
I think it's weird that they made it like the 8-bit Nintendo Robbie the robot in this allegedly futuristic, you know.
Well, nothing's that futuristic in this house. This is
yeah, it's weird, but just conceptually,
this is really like they used to have at Disneyland in Tomorrowland, where you could see what the future was going to be like, and it really wasn't that impressive because it was like made in like 1998. Like that's kind of like what the Big Brother house is. That was the theme for this.
Yeah.
Now they turned that into just a bunch of Star Wars stuff.
Another just a little off the mark from Big Brother always,
now,
which we love.
Taryn, the thing that was illuminated this week, I'm sure something that you've keyed into all weekend on the feeds, is that, you know, Sam is handicapped by the fact that she has to play the game as a robot. But we saw tonight also, in addition to that, she's handicapped by the fact she is actually very bad at Big Brother.
Yeah, well, victim noises tonight.
Cody.
I think it's important to point out that she is a robot for days at a time. And so when she comes back into the house and she sees that everybody else has been is like scheming and whispering and not including her on anything, I think she justifiably is kind of like, wow, I really got screwed here. Like, this sucks. Like, nobody is talking to me. And yeah, sure, she can go up and try to talk to people, but it is a very significant disadvantage. And I can understand her feelings, even though I do think she took them too far.
Matt, what did you think of some of the things that she said tonight? One, she set up in the storage room and want everybody to come in and then have a meeting with her. But that did not go great.
I thought that was a good scene, though. Yeah, people did not like that too much. She said there was a point, it might have been that scene, where she seemed to like want to transition into a robot, like us. Like, I know we're in this, it's like the cool thing to do now to not be your gender or whatever. And so she's, you know, I think she wanted to be a robot, right? That's what they were getting at with that montage. And they played that.
Yeah, well, eventually she decided that, hey, I think it's easier when I'm the robot, because I think that when I'm the human me, then people don't interact with me.
She's realizing she was born a human. But it's maybe she doesn't really feel that way. She really feels comfortable living life as a robot.
Yeah.
Support her.
Now,
personally,
do you think that any of that has to do with some of the things that she told the house guests when she was a human?
Everybody sucks. Like, I can't do fake.
Matt, everybody sucks. To the actual people in the house, what do you think of that as a strategy? You guys all suck so much.
Sometimes you just got to throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks, Rob. And she's
Taryn,
playing her
is this
own
like
game.
Shades of Dr. Will? I hate you all.
Yeah, the she's putting a target on her back that's so big that it's not even going
to
be there.
She'll be able to do that. Then she also continues to tell them,
it's like, you guys all suck. Like, this whole thing sucks.
You guys all suck. You're all fake, and I don't even like any of you.
She keeps it real. I mean, that's right. Cool.
And I kind of feel like that if her approach was, boy, it sucks being this robot. I love you guys so much. I want to hang out with you. I want to play the game. I want to be here. But no, it's really that being a robot is not so bad. It's you people in this house are all terrible.
I do agree with what Taryn was saying. I think this is one of the rougher punishments that Big Brother has doled out. Taryn, has it been established what happens to her? Is she like in a room somewhere, or do we know?
I'm not exactly. I don't think she's like described the room, but I assume she's just like, I picture her in a dark room sitting with a screen and like a little controller.
Yeah, like feral with the yeah.
Like just all day
is
long.
Is she able to go to the bathroom, Taryn, from the room that she's in?
Yes, and the robot will just be blank in those moments.
The robot just goes offline while she...
Well, the face is still there, so sometimes you don't know if she's there or not, because they do just ignore her all the time.
That's creepy, kind of.
She's just sitting there in the kitchen for hours at a time, and you don't know if that's because she's there or if she's gone to the bathroom, maybe she took a nap, or maybe she is just sitting there and everyone's ignoring her.
Matt, would you have enjoyed this at all?
Being the robot, I don't know. I mean, it depends how often it happens. I haven't watched the feeds. Taryn's saying that she's always the robot. I think that would be kind of a bummer. And it also depends on what's going on. Like, if you are truly in this dimly lit room with the controller and like a drone device, it'll be horrible. I mean, if they're taking care of you and it's maybe a little fun or something, I don't know.
Taryn,
I don't know what it's
Patty like. In the chat is saying that she actually went to the bathroom while she was talking to Fessy. Can we confirm that?
During?
Is there a bathroom in the robot holding room? I sort of imagine it like in Black Mirror when they like take the consciousness out of a person and they're sort of just like in a white place with there's nothing else there. She's just like this disembodied voice.
Yeah, like the well, what was yeah, it? Like, the teddy bear.
Like, John Hamazon comes in and takes. That's what the punishment should be. John Hamazon.
She's in the sunken place.
She's in the bad place. Okay. Let's talk through some of the other things that we saw tonight on the episode. We got to see really these two alliances really start to congeal, Matt. What do you think? Let's talk about first the level 6 alliance.
Level 6. All right. Cool. We got to have another, Name Your Alliance segment, right?
Level 6.
Everyone's favorite.
They're adapting to the high tech.
What do you guys think of this naming? It's so in the handshakes and all that. It's junk, right?
Well, it's perfect. It's perfectly suited because level 6 is like a high tech term from the 90s. Like, that's what, if in the 90s you'd think level 6 meant technology. Yeah.
I feel like partly responsible, but mostly blame Enzo because. The brigade and all of that junk with beasts and animals and cats, all every season had that going on. And prior to that, there was a spattering. And then Enzo named these. We have to deal with this now every year
because of your success.
not my success, certainly not.
The success of your group.
But it's unfortunate. So now we sit and we have to level 6 have handshakes. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah. Now, Taryn, what is the name of the yoga alliance? Fute?
Fute, I think. Yeah, Foutte, not Foothe, which is what she thought it was initially.
That would have been awesome.
Fouth, yes.
Fouth is like such a kick-ass name. It sucks that it didn't work out for them. They were stuck with the
now, what's the issue with the alliance building? Is it sort of like if you don't consummate the naming of the alliance in that meeting, it's like the alliance doesn't take? You can't say, let's put a pin in this. Let's come back to it tomorrow.
I feel it's like they just, I think they want to be like a focal point, or, you know, a storyline. And if you're named something, then you can talk about it in the diary room and it's catchy. And so, like, yeah, I think people want that. It's goofy.
Taryn, it looked to me like after they named the Alliance, it came up in lights on the HOH wall. Was that just graphics on the screen, or did the, like, does the control room, are they able to put up messages on the wall in there?
I don't know. I didn't notice that. I would assume that was not live, but yeah,
I'm gonna go back and take a look at that and see what was going on there. Impressive stuff from the BB CGI team. Let's talk about some of the other things going on. Matt, we saw you played with a very famous showmance once upon a time Kristen Bidding and Brendan and Rachel.
Yes, yes.
And now here we go with Swaggy C and Bailey.
Swaggy C. Have we had the Swaggy C discussion?
I mean, we've been talking about him. You like,
that?
You like Swaggy C?
Do we like it? Do we like the whole thing, the coming in with the name on your shirt and being Swaggy C?
I think he's been a lot of fun, Swaggy C. I really, I'm enjoy.
Who started that, not using your birth names? Was that Mike Boogie was the first one?
Well,
I mean
there was
Mike,
a Chicken
though.
George before him.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know.
I don't like that.
I did like
that.
When Bailey weighed in on her thoughts on the Swaggy C name.
I think Swaggy is probably the most extra person on this planet who gives themselves a nickname and forces everyone else to call them this nickname when it's like no one even gave you this name. Like, you self-deemed yourself Swaggy C.
Yeah, he self-deemed himself Swaggy C.
Yeah.
It was endeared me to her, though. That was legit. She's like the smartest thing a contestant has said in years on Big Brother. She, like, that moment of actualization. And it's handy, though, early in the game when these contestants wear, like, their
name.
That
is good.
The time,
they should.
Because I know him. I know Swaggy C. I don't know. Someone needs Angela, needs to wear an Angela shirt because I don't know who the fuck Angela is. And that would be really helpful to me. So maybe I shouldn't be.
Matt, do you think that all contestants should wear their shirt or their name on their front of their shirt going forward?
I think it would be helpful to someone like myself, especially when they're interchangeable. Yeah,
Taryn, you in on that?
I'm in on that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I just like labels.
It's like athletes wearing, you know, the jerseys with their name and number on it so that people watching can follow because it makes it easier.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. And then, when you do come in like wanting to wear your own name on your own shirt, then it's like, well, sorry, everybody does that. And you're like, oh, well, now I have to come up with something else that's a little more original.
It's kind of like Flavor of Love, though, at this point. And we're all taking like Rockstar and Swaggy C.
Do you think they should get a nickname on the first night?
Maybe they should. Maybe that should be just part of the process.
Yeah, like I like that. Do we have anybody that it would be anti wearing the name on their shirt, Matt?
Let's see. Who would
like Elaine Bennis once upon a time said everybody should wear name tags. But people got upset. People didn't want to wear a name tag.
Maybe Steve wouldn't like that. Maybe it would upset his sleek social game.
We saw Steve and Scotty have become tight friends, Matt. What do you think of the Scotty and Steve alliance? Is that just to confuse everybody that really every single person that you meet is like, oh, is that a Steve or a Scott? I forget.
I think it's just goofy, right? I think it's not going to last. It's not going to be like one of those fun like Bunky Ken friendships, like something that the viewers want to see persevere. I think this will be gone in like a week. We'll never
when
hear it
Steve
again.
Is gone?
Steve is gone.
Do you have any thoughts on Scotty, Matt?
I have no thoughts on Scotty. He's a local to me. I know that. I mean, I don't ever want to meet
Why?
him.
Why not?
What? I just don't want any like new friends or anything. You know, I was like, I've had enough and I don't just, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I know he's near me, you know? So you know what I mean? I just,
it's like another person you have to deal with like invitations and like,
You have to like, exactly. Yeah. Maybe
tweet. I may have to like some tweets now occasionally.
You guys are going to be so tight. He's coming to Hoffaween this year.
Phone number, another phone number, my contacts. It's just a lot to handle. And he's probably like a kid, right?
I think he's 26.
He doesn't want to do anything I want to do anyway.
You don't know.
We don't need to hang out. I'm just trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, did you feel any sympathy, Matt, for Casey when she complained about her pinwheel of doom, that she was being forced to stay in rooms longer than she wanted to?
Okay, here's what I wonder about it. A gripe I've always had with have-not and just the have-not concept, and I've heard other people talk about this who've been on the show, and it's so true that it doesn't, I don't know how to phrase this well, but it doesn't like have the correct value perceptively to the audience that it really is when you're living it. So it's really like a huge pain in the ass to be a have-not. But on the show, I think they make it just this like funny kind of goofy thing.
They don't even,
like,
to really sleep in a room that has old computer stuff in it?
Yeah. Well, this one doesn't seem too bad, but just in general. And I think your question, the answer is kind of like that. I think it's just like very hyperbolic and I don't know. I think it's worse than it really is.
Karen, I mean, we get a whole show of Sam being all depressed and upset about having to be the robot. And then we have to see Casey complaining about like, oh, my stupid clock is spinning.
I haven't seen that happen once on the
feed. Oh, it hasn't. See, okay, that's what I was getting at. Yeah. I thought it was something that was happening a lot, so when they edited on the show, it doesn't seem like a big deal. It really is not a big deal?
The spinning clock thing is, like, not a big deal at all. Like,
oh, well, that's stupid.
I haven't seen it happen once, and meanwhile, Sam is in a way worse position.
That sucks.
The parody of, like, between, like, it is not equal. These punishments are not equal whatsoever, and the
she
fact that Casey got,
Rockstar's
like,
Rockstar's birthday party, Taryn, so...
Which doesn't even make
Why
sense.
Why did they not, like, help her out? Like, if someone's having a birthday party in the next room, wouldn't they just go and do the singing in her room or something that she's stuck in? Are they that much of dicks like that?
Well,
This stuff happened before the feed started, so it's hard to, like, know. Like, they might have done that, and then they just added, like, oh, look, you missed out. But actually, like, 2 seconds later, they all, stormed into the wherever she
Karen,
was.
It did seem like a little bit of a precarious situation when Casey seemed to have gone underneath the cabinet where the sink is, and then it looked like her pinwheel started spinning at that point. That was poor timing on her part. Not really sure what she was doing. If that was maybe sort of like, hey, I need to start trending, I'm gonna prank somebody, and then Big Brother, she got basically caught with her pants down there, but that seemed like a bad spot for her.
I mean, really, she should just avoid going in small rooms. I feel like it shouldn't be that hard. Just stay out in the open, and this punishment will never affect you at all.
How would a house guest be trending? Like, what do they need to do to help them win the affection of the people who are
something
spending their
good,
time
voting? Something good, something bad. They're basically anything that's going on. And that no press is bad press for these Big Brother contestants.
But, like, how do you know a question that you're going to have to answer will apply to something goofy that they've done?
You don't know that,
right?
But they're going to ask questions every single... Like, what were some of the questions they asked this week, Taryn?
Something like, who annoys you the most? Who makes you scream at your TV the most? Who's the funniest? Who do you like the most? Something, those kinds of questions. But
it doesn't mean that the dude who lost, it doesn't mean that people dislike him. It means just no one even cares about him.
You could be the most disliked person, but then if people are talking about you, that's good.
It's sad. That's really sad. It's a sad competition.
And it's these questions, they could change week to week. This is really just like getting good with production so that the questions favor the things that they're choosing to show about you, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. So we saw a really emotional scene tonight, Matt, where we got to see a long lost family reunited in the Big Brother house tonight, when we got to see a messenger from beyond came to visit Caitlin earlier as Grandpa Lou visited the Big Brother house.
The universe never ceases to amaze me. I was asking for validation that I'll be okay. And just like that, Grandpa Lou shows up in my backyard as a white bird. He's with me and I'm just so happy.
Grandpa Lou!
Yes, that's incredible that they aired that. Usually the feeds switch off when our relatives from beyond come in the form of various animals.
Okay. First off, Matt, tell us, what are your thoughts on Caitlin? She is she can see people's auras. She is able to she is a life coach. She knows all sorts of things about the beyond.
Yeah, so clearly she's a kook. We can all agree on that. And typically those types of kooky people are the first ones to go. And I'm kind of surprised that she didn't. You know. Yeah, and I don't think she's going to, if she keeps being kooky like that and doing the meditation and the third eye thing, that's not good. Yeah. That can't be good for anyone's game, right? Because no one wants to hang out with a kook all summer.
I don't know. This could be a different kind of house. Taryn.
Is she the witch or is the other girl
the witch? Although I don't know how much we've really seen about that. Taryn, what was the more emotional family visit, when we saw Grandpa Lou in the form of a bird, or when Pauly Calafiore was visited by a butterfly, which from another dimension, signaling from his long lost relatives that everything was going to be okay for him?
What was that? What it was? I thought it was something to do with like a broken heart.
No, I thought that that was maybe I'm confusing the two.
I don't know. Look, I'm not up on the Pauly Calafiore.
Somebody tweet to him.
Like, what
is
his
he
relationship?
Answering tweets these days? Does anybody know if he's responsive on Twitter to people?
He's very responsive, Rob. Okay. So I think that we need to get Jeff Schroeder to ask him.
Would you rather
if
fight
he prefers one... his current relationship? Yeah.
What's your current relationship with butterflies? Would you rather have one giant butterfly from beyond? Yeah, Matt, was that uncommon to see a white bird like that at the Big Brother house?
It was a miracle, Rob. Nothing short of that.
Because Steve was like, "Hey, look at that pigeon."
I feel bad because if we remember back to Big Brother 10, like if only Ollie knew that the bird that was oh so terrifying all along, it was just Caitlin's grandfather trying to say hello. Like he didn't need to be so scared.
Yeah. Is this an omen, Matt, that Caitlin will go on to win the season, that the ghost of Grandpa Lou has already visited her?
I thought it was a dove. Was it? Was it a dove or a pigeon? I think it's an unfair omen.
I'm not sure
omen,
Steve necessarily knows if he's an ornithologist.
I think that if I saw a relative in the form of an animal in the house, I would want to keep that to myself because it would be an implied advantage that I have.
This is a
supernatural.
Great point.
A supernatural presence.
Matt, we've seen Big Brother for years shut down the backyard when planes are flying over, drones. I mean, has anybody thought of sending a message to the house guest by bird?
Yeah, especially this is an unexplored bird. Territory. Megaphone. How do you even stop the supernatural like that? What are you doing? Do you want to mess with that? Do you want to be the one that tries to halt these demon gods potentially that are trying to burst through the Big Brother?
Taryn, has Caitlin been visited by any other spirits in the Big Brother house on the feeds? Has anybody possessed a fish?
Not that I'm aware of, don't count it out yet. The second anything out of the ordinary happens, just wait for what Caitlin's going to say about it. It'll probably have something to do with her boyfriend.
Well, speaking of the boyfriend, so Matt, we saw Caitlin giving some life coaching advice to Sam the robot, who really didn't want to hear it. And then Sam the robot snapped at her and said, like, well, I guess then, if you were a robot, you couldn't be getting in the hot tub with Fessy all the time.
Sassy, I know, like the real housewives.
Tyler was like,
brother.
Why'd you do that? I wish you wouldn't have done that. That wasn't a good idea. So I see how you're looking at me. Didn't like the you shouldn't have said that to her.
That was a ridiculous scene. Like Caitlin is very clearly to me, like exactly what you would imagine a 23-year-old or however old she is life coach, where she just like immediately was like, no, I know what's best for you. And I'm going to give you some tough love right now. That's going to be really beneficial. And like, just did not back down from it.
She just said that. And then it was like, okay, well, I'm out of here. Bye. I'll see you. And
like really great life coach.
Right. And for light and love, Taryn, Caitlin, she gets upset.
Yeah, she gets pretty upset at times. You know, I'd go as far as to say she's one of the more negative people in the house, actually.
It shows how much you need to learn about life, right, Taryn?
I guess so.
She's a professional.
She has a lot to teach me about my aura and the universe. And
you're looking a little red tonight. But,
Matt, isn't that always the case where the people that are the, you know, professed experts in being, in harmony in the universe, these people tend to be the most out of harmony?
Yeah, I mean, the more that you think that you're not an asshole, you're typically the much more of an asshole, I find. And in the context of Big Brother, it's just such a social game, especially at the beginning. You got to turn that kook meter down a little bit. Because if you just keep it cranked to 11 early on, it's cool. Like, when you settle in, you can start letting the crazy in, because then you can, people know that they start to pick up on your quirks. But I mean, coming out the gate like that, that's Big Brother suicide.
So we had a pretty interesting strategic conversation that happened in the midst of all the craziness tonight, where we saw the two sides of the house, where we have on one side, we have the Crazy Futh Alliance, and we have on that side Swaggy C and Fessy, who are sort of the top bros on that alliance. And then we also have Brett and Winston, who are the top bros from the other alliance. And there was a little bit of a summit, Matt, at the pool table, a meeting of the minds of, hey, let's get out all these floaters. Did you like that play on the part of Swaggy C and Fessy?
I didn't. I don't think getting out, I don't like the way these alliances are formed to begin with. I don't presume that they'll last too long, just because it's like modern era Big Brother doesn't really hold on to alliances well. But no, the two powerhouses attacking the floaters, it's silly because you're just such a sitting duck, I feel. It's really just, you're always waiting who's going to be the first one to strike, because it's got to happen, and it's not going to happen when all the fucking floaters are whittled away. I don't know. It just seems like a fruitless type of alliance.
Taryn, what'd you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was very surprising, because this is something that we see happen almost every single season, where the bros come together and there's some kind of attempt at a bro alliance. It's usually because they all assume that they're all going to be so good at competitions and they're all clearly the biggest threats. So if they didn't stick together, they'd just be eating each other up. And then all the unworthy people, the meek will rule the earth.
Quoting scripture tonight.
Yeah, so they
thank you, Jocasta.
They all have to get together. I learn from these people.
The highlight of my day was reading the Bible with Taryn.
Yes, you gotta read the Bible with people to get their jury vote. So they always come together. But oddly, in this season, the two broiest people I think we've seen in a while in Brett and Winston, who are just like uber bro, are like, no. We have enough bro in just ourselves. We don't need any more bro. So they turned it down. They were like, no, we don't need the other bros. We've got enough bros.
Yeah, I thought that was so interesting, Matt, where it seemed like that was a really golden opportunity for Brett after Swaggy and Fessy said, hey, we're not going to gun for you guys. Let's just go after the people in the middle. He went back and told his whole other alliance immediately. Do you think that he should have kept that under wraps, or do you think that that would have then left him vulnerable to potential blackmail down the road, where then they could have said, hey, everybody, just so you know, Brett says he's working with us, and then you didn't know he was actually having these conversations with us. So did you like him coming clean?
No, both of those points you made are really good. And I think in an alliance that size, a good move would have been probably to just pick like a person, just so you had an alibi that you told and just said, hey, I'm just telling you, just so you know, if it gets out, you can relay this to the alliance, but I don't want everyone to know. You'll find someone close, tell them. That way it kind of covers your ass on both sides as best as you can. But
yeah. Taryn, do you feel like...
But I fucking, what do well, I
hey,
know?
Hey, you were in an alliance. You were in an alliance that that kept things a secret for a long time.
It is important to keep secrets in the Big Brother house. Yeah, I do agree with that. People are bad at that, and that's a bad.
I think that was the amazing thing about the Brigade is that you guys were able to keep it a secret for so long in the house. Taryn, did you think that this was a good idea for Brett to tell everybody, or is Brett incapable of keeping anything a secret?
You know, it's hard to tell what happened here. It seemed Winston was a lot more against this idea than Brett was. So maybe when Brett went to Winston with it, Winston said, nah, I don't like this. I'm going to tell everyone. And so Brett had to go along with it. But it's hard to say because I don't think they can trust Swaggy and Fessy. I don't think they can trust them to keep it a secret. So I do feel like coming clean is probably the right move here. Maybe not immediately, but like when somebody comes to you and you don't have a prior relationship with them and they say, hey, let's work together, it makes sense. There's a large chance that they're just playing you because you need to have an underlying relationship behind that. If not, then you're both going to agree, yes, it does make sense, and then never hang out again. And then at some point, they're going to reveal that you had this conversation. So the sooner you come clean about it, the easier it is to sort of sweep that off to the
side. Let's talk about the execution of the App Store, which we saw tonight. Very similar to last season's Den of Temptation, where we got to see every person one by one was called into the App Store by this guy.
Please place your hand on the scanner to find out if you are the top or least trending house guest.
Matt, are they going for some sort of like HAL 2001 Space Odyssey guy? What is this voice?
Seemed kind of like sensual to me, like it did. Like a futuristic massage parlor.
I don't mind that your hands are sweaty, Sam.
Yeah. A little scandalous.
Yeah. One at a time, everybody make their way to go talk to the creepy whispering guy. And I'm not talking about Winston. Yeah.
No. It's maybe they took inspiration. You know, 2001 is back in theaters right now.
Is that
now,
what they're
so.
Going for? Yeah.
It's very futuristic, whatever it is. It's definitely what the future will be like.
So everybody's going one by one. Steve did not even have time for the Big Brother App Store, especially if they were going to try to give him a crap app with the week that he's having.
You know, I can't get the crap app right now. I don't need it. My back is against the wall. I'm on the block. I don't need any more headaches.
Don't even get me started with the crap app. I don't need it.
I hear this, dude. I hear this app store.
I gotta walk down the hall, go in there, stick my hand on that. Everybody else already got their germs on it.
I've never liked these phones. When I was undercover, I didn't need to have no phones on me. I didn't need any apps.
Luckily for Steve, he did not get the crap app. But there was one person who was convinced there was no way he was getting a crap app.
I'm for sure not the least trending in the Big Brother house, so I'm not even worried. I just know I'm definitely not going to have the punishment.
Who would ever make him think that?
Right? We literally said on the podcast before it was revealed on the live feeds who got the punishment. Like, so if they allowed people to have the punishment more than once, then Fessy would just have it multiple times. Just immediately he's like, couldn't ever be me. Like,
I don't think they understand how it works. I think that that's 100% what it is, where it's nobody dislikes Fessy. It's just that there's no reason to talk about Fessy other than he got the crap app. It's a reason to talk about him. They don't know how it works.
A, a combination of that and the fact that people have to like spell mm-hmm. his name.
Yeah,
I think
both of those things,
which is a significant disadvantage.
Okay. So Fessy finds out that he gets the crap app, and he has to pick one of these crap apps. He ends up picking Amazon, and then instantly after selecting it, is like, this is about ham.
Yeah, I don't understand that. So we didn't miss anything.
The
then?
That's icon what is literally a picture of ham,
a cartoon
ham, which he cannot eat, being a Muslim person. And ultimately, that they will solve the unravel this riddle by giving him vegan ham. But Taryn, this is such a concern for him. I was surprised that he picked at the Amazon.
Yeah, it was like a picture of ham. It's called Amazon. He says, okay, so this one clearly has something to do with food. I'm okay with that. Click, you have to eat ham.
Oh, no, not ham. How was I supposed to know you're going to make me eat a ham?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I did appreciate his logic, which is that, okay, yeah, this has something to do with food, which is the least likely thing to affect my game. So I'm going to go with that. But like the shock at like, oh no, how could I have known that it was going to be about ham? Like, what did you expect?
Is this a horrible punishment as a feed watcher? Is it a lot of ham?
It's legitimately pretty bad. Like, he threw up the first night of the feeds.
How much time does he have to eat this ham?
I don't think he's got like a time limit, but like he just has to like shove it down. And it happens fairly often.
Yeah.
So it's not pleasant. It's worse than Casey's.
Yes. Taryn, tell us about the ham. Is it deli ham?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like
it's like,
ham.
I don't think mm-hmm. so. It could theoretically come out mm-hmm. of a can, but what does canned ham look like?
Can he mix it with other things? Like, can he mix it with eggs?
I don't think
so. Can
you
make a sandwich with it?
Or something? Yeah.
I think it just comes on a plate and he has to just like shove it down.
No, what is with this season in deli meats? That if you remember when they moved into the house, there was like a big spread of like deli sandwich meat on the counter in the house, man. I don't remember ever seeing that before.
Let's sail it, Ralph.
Is that what's going on?
Probably needed it. It was expiring today. CBS knows how to catch a deal. I can tell you that. Money ain't going to the contestants.
They knew Steve looked like a lunch meat guy.
Yeah. Apparently they did cook it at one point. He made it with cheese and put mustard on it. So he has spiced
right,
it up.
Good for Fessy. Taryn, what were some of the other punishments? Do we know?
You know, I wasn't... I don't have them up right now. I can search for them.
Now, what would be the worst punishment for you in the Big Brother house that you could get in the... Yes,
the worst
what would
punishment?
Be the worst crap app that you could get?
I suppose just being there with these people would be a horrible punishment. Not being evicted.
having to stay there.
having to stay yeah. there. With dodos. No, I don't know. That robot thing is rough. And the ham thing seems like it could be rough if they really kind of screw with him a lot. So I don't think they're not screwing yeah. around. But.
Yeah. One of them was Reddit. One of them was spamming. I think one of them, somebody saying one of them was Yell.
Fake news was one.
Yeah. It's really hard to guess what the punishments are.
Fake news.
So.
yeah.
I'd have better guesses for what the power apps
what
are.
Kind of punishment do you think fake news is?
I have no idea. Like, if these are all similar kind of just like non-game interfering
like it,
things,
right?
That's fine. Maybe they just get like yelled at, like the Hala thing from BB16, mm-hmm. like yelled fake news articles or something.
Do we know the power apps?
Yeah,
like
I wrote
what
those
are?
Down. The
Sam's head was like exploding when she was trying to understand them. It was like cloud and the internet and the updates, and I don't know what's going on.
She said that you could fit the amount of technology that she knows into a thimble.
Yeah.
And that makes her more nervous than none in the cucumber patch.
that's like a funny one. That's like a dildo reference, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So here are the other apps that you can win. A redraw. That sounds like that if you go to the veto and you don't like who is picked for the veto, you can throw out the veto nominees. We saw Christmas have a version of that last season, right, Taryn?
Yeah, I'm assuming it would be something like that, where it's just a whole new draw. Or maybe it is like Christmases, that it's like, oh no, you redraw yourself into the veto. Like, you guarantee yourself a spot.
Matt, there's something called the upgrade. What do you think that is?
The upgrade?
Yes.
Oh. What could that be? Well, maybe they shapeshift you into something else. So maybe you have to go into the diary room and you come out as Paul.
Is that what it is? Actually, I think it's a typo.
Paul on, and then you have to go in a diary room, and then Paul comes out until they say Paul off.
It might be a typo. It's actually the up grande.
I was here.
Oh no! Like that could then, yeah, then you come Frankie. That's horrible.
Oh man! To me, that sounded like theoretically the most powerful, because the only upgrade I can think of is to the HOH. So maybe you get to supplant the HOH or become a co-HOH or something along those lines.
There's also the cloud, Matt. What could the cloud be?
Cloud.
Are you going to go upload something to the cloud?
Yeah, that's the one that confuses me the most. I'm really not sure what the cloud could be. I don't get it.
And then
maybe you get to store something, or you get to keep
storage room.
I don't know.
Upload your storage room to the cloud, and then identity theft is the fifth one, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they. Maybe they scrub away all of your internet history. Like, JC needs to win that so that when he gets out of the house, all of it that he has, it's like a PR cleansing. Yeah. For you. It's a good powers for some
of them.
That seems to me like potentially a vote steal. It's like a Survivor kind of thing where you say like, oh, I'm going to vote instead of JC voting. I'm going to get to vote for him and steal his identity.
Yeah. Okay. So those are the powers, Taryn. Which will be the last power selected by a house guest?
I have to imagine it's either the cloud or identity theft, because those are the most nebulous, vague ones. But I feel like the cloud is probably it's too confusing. I have no idea what the cloud is.
Nope.
I see a theory in the chat room that the cloud is that you take a bong hit.
Oh, is that possible?
So, some of your listeners really coming up with potential ideas of what that is. Don't discount your fan base, Rock. Crack the fist.
Rockstar, we know which one she's going for.
Yes.
Huh. Very interesting.
I don't think that's it.
Okay. I want to start to get to some questions from you guys, and then we'll start to get into the live feeds. Matt, anything else from the third night of Big Brother? We have the veto ceremony coming up on Wednesday night's show, and then we will get to our first supposed eviction coming up on Thursday.
Would Sam get evicted as the robot? To meet the Chenbot in like a true artificial intelligence experiment to see where the conversation goes. They just turn them on and then see what happens as they respond.
We'll talk
to
about
each
the
other.
Actual where the actual votes are when we get to the live feeds. But Taryn, do you think that they would make her go through the eviction ceremony? Should we get there on Thursday as the robot?
I feel like they would want to. My only like concern is like, are they going to have, they probably just have her in front of the nomination chair. But how do they have her walk out? Because I feel like there are some stairs in the way.
They need like a handicapped accessible ramp.
Plus, like, how is she going to carry her bags out? Like,
she's got jet engines that we don't know about yet.
Here's what I think. I think Thursday night show starts. Robot is in the nominee chair, and then at some point when we get to speeches, then we'll have the real Sam sitting in the chair, and then she can give her own speech. Because I feel,
do we get a cool live on the fly production effect where they like vaporize them and make them come back to life?
maybe they'll like film that earlier in the day on Thursday. I think that's what they do, and then if she ultimately ends up going on Thursday, then she can use her second life and potentially come back as the real person.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a missed opportunity to not have Julie interview the robot.
Yeah, well, yeah. Do you think, Taryn, will it get as far as if she has this power and she goes out on Thursday, would they let her be interviewed, or would she just like walk out and then play her power and then stay?
I honestly don't know. You know, and some people are saying because it says the chance to enter back into the house instead of a chance to enter back into the house, that means that maybe it is a guaranteed just like a thing. So I really don't know, you know, what it's going to be like. Like maybe she's just like, actually, I have a bonus life. Or if it so comes, if she has to come out and re-enter, yeah. Like who knows? It does say come back into the house, inferring that she's out of the house first.
All right, we'll see. Let's start to take some questions, and then we'll talk some live feeds, okay? Let's start things off with Drake Belt, who says, do you think Caitlyn's edit is a reflection of how she acts in the house? Well, I think it's kind of a meta question, but isn't your edit always a reflection of how you act in the house, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, everything that you see on TV is true pretty much all the time. So I would say that, yeah, it's exactly
all right.
Spot
Trevor
on.
Says, does Matt see any similarities between Tyler and Hayden Moss? Now, Hayden was the week one HOH way back when. Could you compare Hayden's first week as HOH to what you've seen from Tyler?
No, not at all. I think Tyler physically, I see a lot of Corey, the guy who lights the animals on fire. I forget his last name, but I see like in the face that, with except with the man bun of some sort. From a gameplay perspective, the guy's kind of funny. Like I feel like he knows the game well. I feel like he really is a super fan. Is that true, Taryn? Can we confirm that?
He's watched the feeds.
But he's kind of a dope. Like when he's reading the slop card, he read a couple cards. It was like you're teaching your kid to read a book for the first time, like some Dr. Seuss. It's just real slow, and it just seems kind of dopey. But
that's
I
good.
Feel like I don't know. Is it an act or is I want to like him, and I don't think he's what he doesn't have that Hayden Moss has. I think is that like universal kind of charm and. Just likability that Hayden had.
Okay. Let's take a question from Matt, who says, do you see any upside to Brett revealing the side deal with Swaggy and Fessy to the rest of the Level 6 Alliance? Seems like it would be more beneficiary to keep that close to the vest, even if it's something he didn't plan on honoring. Taryn, we were touching on this earlier, but do you think that this early on in the game that it was wise because nobody can keep a secret in the Big Brother house for more than a day?
Yeah. And that's kind of where I was going with it. Like, it's one thing like to say, oh, hey, they approached me, but whatever. If it actually did turn into something and you did keep in touch with these people and you kept talking with them and you formed a relationship with them, then all you need to do is like stop telling people that you're meeting with them and just let them assume that, oh, they approached me, but we don't care about it and nothing came of it. And that's fine. And you're covered on all sides.
Okay. Let's touch on this question from Kristen, who says, did anyone else have serious adverse reactions when they heard the term your boy said in the diary room on Big Brother 20? I believe that was Fessy talking about, did he say that or was it Swaggy C talking about not getting the app?
I believe Fessy said it. I believe Swaggy said it. I believe Brett said it. I think more people have said it than not. I believe even in a previous episode, it might have been Bailey said your girl. I think I might have heard. So it's all over the place.
Matt, do you think that people got sort of Stockholm syndrome watching Big Brother 19 to get ready to play and they've adopted a bunch of Paul's mannerisms?
Maybe.
Or is it from the Paul bot?
Thing is weird. Does Paul frequent the RHAP world often?
Not to date. We'd love to talk to him, but he's a busy guy.
Would you? Your boy is busy.
He doesn't do a lot of interviews about Big Brother.
Yeah, I don't get it. He's a mystery.
Enigma. Yeah. He is. Yeah.
We'll see him in the upgrade twist.
Yeah, at some point. Okay. This is from Hairline. Is it fair that Grandpa Lou can be in the house and tweet? Yes. Grandpa Lou was able to tweet and be in the Big Brother house, Taryn.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's clearly not fair. It's not fair that that Caitlin gets family members. Her grandfather is able to, you know, being a bird, is able to tweet all he wants. Not to mention the fact that she can not only see the future, but manifest it into happening. I just feel like really yeah. OP here. Just,
she doesn't
like, not
even
fair.
Need the app store.
It's true. Yeah. And even if she wanted to, she could just manifest yeah. it into yeah. happening.
If you watch the live feeds closely, every season, occasionally you'll see Jerry from Big Brother 10
yes.
come back in the form of a yes. rock.
Yes. Jordan Chong asks, ask Matt if he thinks that they should put the Diamond Power of Veto in the App Store. Would you like to see that, Matt?
Yeah, I think yeah. no more Diamond Powers of Veto. I've tarnished that, I think, forever. That would be like one of those Ghost
yeah,
Island.
Yes, that should put that powers, into that. That'll be
it. Needs someone else needs to finish that up properly.
It is possible the upgrade app could be something to do, like upgrade the veto into like a diamond yes. power veto or something.
That,
along
they said
those
they're going to honor every season of Big Brother at some point this year. Do we have any details on how they're going to do that?
No, I would imagine I would be low on their list of contacts for people. Maybe they're going to, I don't know yes. what they're going to do. I'll give someone a
Matt,
I don't
were
know.
You asked by CBS and Big Brother to come out to California to participate in the premiere episode?
I was. I got the mass invite email that took me all of like, I don't know, 20 seconds. After hearing that they were just all that they wanted, they would give you nothing. They don't pay for anything, right? They're like, hey, if you happen to be in LA this weekend, we're dumping all of you in a herd into the front row of the studio audience and then sending you on your way and figure
hey,
out how to
when
get there
will
yourself.
You ever get another ticket to go to a show?
I don't, but I was like on the show, you know, I like, if I wasn't ever on the show, I'd go, I would might drop what I was doing. And
so
maybe
you feel like it's an insult
it.
Once you are on the show to then be relegated to one of the people in the audience.
I feel your patronizing.
No, I want to talk this through.
And it's for your own benefit so that you can get like some bullshit Chiron at the bottom. Like, look at who we got back. Brendan and Enzo from Big Brother 12. And so like the, you know, the
are you lower third material?
CBS takes care of all their people.
Are you lower third material?
Lower. Oh, I got to be at least even probably below that. Year by year, my relevancy
Not
goes
here.
Down.
Not here. You
know?
You go up and up.
It's crazy how that works around this community. So,
yes.
But, I do. Yeah, I do feel like it's like not the greatest look to like fly across the country to, you know, have your face in a one shot of the show that you were on before. Like when they're like, oh, hey, if you're in the area.
Or like even if there was like, and then afterwards we're going to have this like celebration, but you know, like something, but there was like nothing.
No,
nothing.
I feel like I saw a picture of like a bunch of Big Brother contestants at like some bagel store.
Yeah, I think they organized a trip to a bay, you know, to get breakfast at some point. They must have all eaten,
yeah.
I would think.
Man, they're wild.
Times. Yeah, it just feels unappreciated. I imagine you've been to several Survivor reunions in your seasons on the show. They, in fact, I believe, pay for the past contestants to be at the reunions.
No,
don't
I
they?
Mean, when you're on the season, but not. Yeah,
when you're on the season,
you never. There's no payment. Like, it's very hard for the alumni to even get to the finale.
Do they ask old alumni? Do they send out like stamped emails to every alumni
stamped
going,
email.
Hey, you guys want to be in the crowd?
They do not. They do not. I don't want to burst the bubble.
No. They don't. Yeah. So it's you selected. It's like an honor to get asked if you're an alumni in the audience, right?
They have your contact.
See, that feels good. This email didn't feel good. This email felt like just dirty, you know?
Well, let's not forget, too, that attending the premiere meant like watching these people enter the house and that was it. You didn't get to, I don't think you got to watch anything other than that. Like, it wasn't like attending the finale where you get to see everything play out in front of you. They were there for like to watch these people stand on stage for 5 minutes and then enter the house.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing special about it. It makes you feel like you're just like another piece of CBS trash if they needed to like use you for your name graphic at the bottom and go, yeah, we got him. CBS 12 represented. Get the fuck get out of the studio.
Okay.
We'll find a place
BB Janie says, who cares about Bailey and Swaggy? The real showmance is Steve and Scotty. Matt, who are you more interested in? Bailey and Swaggy or Steve and Scotty?
Steve and Scotty. I don't like Bailey and Swaggy is wholly uninteresting to me. I like Stevie and Scotty. Yeah. And it's not going to answer. They're both.
Karen, do we like Steve and Scotty? I feel like that we were trying to make it happen, but I don't really feel like that they're that odd of a couple.
Yeah, you know, they gave them that edit, that like quirky pair edit, but I didn't feel like it warranted that. Like, all like usually when you do that, like there are these little quirky, funny moments of the two of them like making fun of each other. Yeah,
socks.
Yeah,
I got like black socks, white socks, red socks, V8, V10, V12, V14, V16.
He's offering his socks. He's offering like his clothes. He's making a like, oh well, I don't want white socks
because I'm a Cubs fan.
Get it?
Like
the sports
team.
Because
I'm from Chicago, like Matt Hoffman, season 12.
See, I'm never going to meet this kid.
We're about to be best friends like and go to bagel stores and then take pictures.
This is a great example of why I just am never going to meet this kid.
It just didn't work. And I was looking for some Scotty on the show because he's been pretty quiet on the feeds, but I just felt like maybe there's just not much to show.
Not really a thing. And I do like Swaggy C and Bailey. I think that's a fun couple, Taryn.
I really enjoyed Swaggy freaking out after kissing her. Like, it's the same way that he freaked out after she told him, like, whoa, cool your jets.
He freaks out after he didn't get the app store. After every single thing that happened, he's just like, oh, my God.
I'm telling you, he is Paul Jackson from Big Brother Canada. He just like he needs to mirror talk and like give himself these like, no, you are the bad guy. This is fine. You are not falling in love. We are gonna do this. He's very odd, and I kind of love it.
You like him? I like Christopher better. It's more real. And
that's what Bailey likes, also.
I know.
He's multifaceted. Yeah.
No, I like this. I feel like that we don't really have this often on a reality show where it's like they're like the reluctant couple where they like we get this like thing like, well, I would never over my dead body. Am I going to be in a showman? It's like cut to like then they're hooking up. It's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, no, this is terrible.
Yeah, he showed more remorse for hooking up with Bailey than anybody who has ever cheated on their significant other in the house. Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that wasn't a Swaggy move. He didn't like it. Okay. Mr.
They haven't like banged or anything, right? Are they just kind of like making out?
Is that a spoiler?
We've seen them make out a few times, but I don't know. Maybe it happened pre-feeds. Who knows?
We don't know. Okay, nothing confirmed. Okay. Though.
All right,
no.
So far, just a little playful.
All right, Mr. Robot Taryn asks: should they continue the robot punishment after Sam's tenure ends and give it to another house guest? How long will it take to see the robot again, Matt? You know Big Brother, you are intimately familiar with its production. Do you think the robot is such a hit? Can they, in the same way that they had a second saboteur, could they possibly give the robot to somebody else?
Well, as you know, Rob, as a Big Brother historian, Robin Tarrant, of course, I was on the season that had the first Big Brother robot in the house, Zingbot. I've hated robots in the house ever since. I've hated Zingbot every season. I hate this stupid Robbie the robot thing that they have going on. And I don't think they will be bringing it back once it's gone. I feel like it's a hindrance on production as well. And as Taryn said, it is a horrible thing for someone's game, I think, to do to them.
Well, you are a bigot, sir.
Anti-robot.
Anti-robot. But I support Sam's transition.
Yeah. Taryn, do you think, can you call your shot, will we have the robot be a second punishment this season?
I feel like it's going to come back. Like they didn't spend the money on this
thing.
They even Yeah, they even show the robot cam on the feeds. Like they really had this thing prepared. So I definitely expect it to come back, even though I do feel like that might ruin the fun of it. Like, to see somebody else be the robot.
How much do you think they really spent on this robot? I mean, this is this thing is idiotic.
Not that much.
Not that much at all. It has a lot of flaws, just from an engineering standpoint. It barely gets around things. Always bumping
into shit.
I bet
it's five figures.
No.
It's got like maybe, that face capture software, and it's moving around. Yeah.
I think it's just random facial expressions.
Sam has complained that like it seems like the default is like an angry face, and she feels like legitimately that
the robot
her game.
Has resting bitch face, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Does it ever glitch, Taryn, in any way?
Yes. I mean, you could kind of see it in the episode, like the eyes just kind of like close, and like roll out, like, and the eyebrows are like,
oh no, like it's having a stroke.
No, not good. Poor robot.
That's horrible. Robot stroke. Well, Julie Chen took till about season two or three before they got her worked out. Programs.
Okay. All right. Let's do a couple more questions and then let's update the live feeds. Why does the BB App Store sound like Rob Cicerino's Sash impression, though? Boy, I don't even remember I do a Sash impression, but yes, I will pay your mortgage with this Rocket Mortgage app. Mike.
It's like Val from Solitary, kind of.
Yes.
Kind of like.
Yes. Mike Bloom says, who's the worst low talker, Winston or the BB App Store voice? Yeah. That's a good point. Matt, do you have any thoughts on Winston? Slow night for Winston.
Which good looking guy is he? The one that kind of looks like the cowboy guy?
I think so.
Not the one who looks like Zach Braffy a little bit.
He's like the he's not the dark haired bro.
You know what? I don't like either of them. Doesn't matter what the answer is. I don't like him. Whichever one he is.
Yeah. Why am I bothering to discern which one?
The same.
Okay.
Sorry for wasting everyone's time.
I did like the moment where I think it was Haley asked Sam to turn the robot's voice down, and then in the next scene it's Winston. Hey, can you turn that up? Like, she can control the volume.
She can
speech.
Or she cannot. Okay.
She can. Yes. She has a volume control.
Okay. Let's talk about what's going on the live feeds. Of course, Taryn Armstrong every morning is updating you guys on the live feeds. You can catch that live at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on our YouTube channel, on Twitch, on Facebook and Periscope. Taryn is everywhere and trending. Yeah, he is never not trending, and we're going to talk about everything going on with the spoilers, where basically we're going to talk about what's going on with the Power of Veto, which you will see on Wednesday night. If you are bouncing out now, be on the lookout for my next show, where I'll be talking with Eric Stein about everything from the first week of Big Brother and answering a ton of your questions as well. Hopefully, I don't know. It's the first episode. That's the plan. That's the plan for that show. Okay. And then before we get to the spoilers, I just want to remind you about Double Dare on the all new Double Dare. The trivia is tough. The challenges are rough and that giant nose is stuffed, and you won't want to miss a single sloppy second of it, because host Liza Koshy and Double Dare legend Mark Summers are bringing you the messiest game show on TV. Don't miss the all-new Double Dare weeknights at 8, 7 Central, only on Nickelodeon. All right, so let's get into talking about some spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected, and that protective action should be taken.
Yes, okay. All right. Taryn, from this morning, any big news? Let's assume that people have not been caught up with the updates, and let's just talk about the headlines. Let's talk about the Power of Veto. Could you give us an update on who has it and what's happening?
Yes, the person that ended up winning the Power of Veto was Fessy, and
all that ham.
It was very appropriate that you. Yes, it's very appropriate that you said who has it, because he legitimately like carries it everywhere. He sleeps with it. He even lost it today at one point because Caitlin decided to hide it from him. But he really loves it.
They don't make those Power Veto necklaces like they used to.
No, they don't. It's kind of obnoxious now. It seems like it's big, right?
Has the Power Veto size gotten bigger?
It seems bigger. Doesn't it seem bigger? Doesn't seem bigger to you guys?
I don't know. You'd have a better grasp of that than we would, I think.
I feel like it seems like a bigger. Maybe I'm out of my mind.
Maybe the Diamond Power Veto is smaller.
Talk to me about Fessy's plans. What was he thinking about using the veto?
So he wanted to use the veto because it was Swaggy's plan to have the veto be used on Steve and then have Angela go up in Steve's place, because Swaggy is convinced that Angela is the person who won the power. I guess because Angela was like, is his nemesis. So like it's filtered through his eyes. It's like, no, it must be Angela. So he's thinking, let's use the veto on Steve, have Tyler put Angela up in his place, which will flush the power out, at which point we can put up Winston if we need to. And then we can send either Angela or Winston home. That was their plan. But Tyler had other plans.
Is Sam on nobody's radar for having this power? Because I feel like she would be one of the top because of like just sympathy factor.
Nobody, because they ignore her. She's a robot, so they complete like they don't even consider her to be a person in the house most of the time.
That's so sad and hysterical.
So they pitched Fessy and Swaggy and that group kind of pitched this idea to Tyler, saying, okay, what if we use the veto? Like, who would you put up? Would you be willing to put Angela up? Tyler said, absolutely not. If you use the veto, I'm putting Bailey up. And he would not budge from that position. So ultimately they were forced into a position where they did not use the power veto.
Now, Terrence, Tyler's been playing both sides. Do you have a sense of where his ultimate loyalty is?
Tyler's ultimate loyalty, he's playing every single person in the house. We have these two sides, Faute and level
six.
They're
still going with Faute in the house?
they don't really say Faute in the house, but they do say level six occasionally. So he is pretending to be with Faute, which also includes people like Steve and Scotty and Bailey. And then he's also with level six, which is like kind of like the Bro Alliance. He's more loyal to those level six people than he is to the Faute people. However, he then has yet another thing, a kind of like his own middle alliance, which includes Sam and JC and Casey a little bit. And he has a pretty good relationship with Haley. When everybody finds out that he's been playing both sides, those are the people I think that will be his true alliance.
Do you think that he is positioned well to be able to survive being caught? Or do you think that this will be a thing where it will blow up for him sometime in the middle of the game?
I actually think he is well positioned because not only does he have the backup to the backup plan, which is like his actual tight core alliance, but basically those people know that he's kind of playing both sides. Then level six knows that he's playing Faute, and Faute knows that he's kind of good with level six. So like they all know that he's kind of playing both sides, but even when he gets outed, it's not like people are going to be super upset with him because they already knew it was happening. And he has another group to run to, even if both groups no longer want to work with him. So he's kind of set up really well here.
Matt, do you have any questions from the feeds that you'd like to ask Taryn?
No, that's all kind of very confusing still with this many people. It's like this weird, it's like, you know, everything's going to change so much. I don't get too invested in trying to figure it out too much. Is Angela the one, the fitness person?
Yes.
Is that
who
that is? She's a brunette younger chick, not the blonde one. Who's the blonde one hooking up with?
Well, that's actually an interesting story.
A little bit of a love triangle.
It's almost like a love pentagon at this point, because the blonde one is Haley,
like Angie Rockstar, like.
Yeah.
Is she real young?
21.
I think she's 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she is very flirty. So she flirts with Fessy. She flirts with Tyler. She flirts with Brett. And Tyler likes her, but understands that she's probably not really that interested in him because she's flirting with a bunch of other guys. Fessy really likes her and had a talk with her about, like, listen, you need to stop flirting with other guys because it, like, you're supposed to only flirt with me. And then Brett's just like a flirty bro. I don't think he cares that much. And then to add a fourth person to this sort of group of people, Caitlin, as they referenced in the episode, is really into Fessy, despite the fact that she has a boyfriend, which might be the sixth person in this whole situation. And so Caitlin is now in a situation where she is kind of being passive aggressive about Haley toward Fessy, talking about like, oh, I wonder which boy that Haley's going to pick, right to Fessy's face. And that's kind of weirding her alliance out. So we've got Fessy really liking Haley, but Haley not really liking Fessy, I think, in the same way back. But Caitlin likes Fessy, but Fessy doesn't like Caitlin in that same way back. And so Caitlin's being really pushy about it. And it's a big mess, Matt.
But Caitlin has a boyfriend.
Caitlin does have a boyfriend at home.
Has he emerged?
Can we get that guy on the
media?
Podcast?
I don't think that he is emerged at this point.
Is he like ham?
Will he be able to send his spirit into the house in the form of a bird and warg his way in and then have a conversation with Caitlin?
That's what I was alluding to earlier. I feel like, you know, the second Caitlin finally accepts that Fessy is not into her, I feel like that's when we're going to hear about her boyfriend manifesting in the house.
In like an ant, the form of one of the house ants.
Now, Tyron, you mentioned Brett in all this. Who has feelings for Brett? Is Brett one of the people that likes Haley?
Haley just flirts with Brett because she's a flirt. She's just a flirt, and that's fine. But and Brett flirts back because he's a flirt. But I don't think there's any real feelings
on
either side.
Haley is turning into a real Helen of Troy, and she might be the person who really sets off all of these house wars this season.
Is she a tease or is she like slutty? Like, is she actually making out with guys just like rubbing their hair and stuff like that?
She's just like flirty, you know, like leaning in and cuddling and, you know, just being generally
flirty.
Guys need
to control themselves, Matt.
Yeah. They don't cast any gentlemen anymore.
No, only Scotty. Only Scotty
That was the last true gentleman that they had on the show.
Who had the worst freakout? Scotty when Rachel tried to kiss him, or Swaggy C after he did kiss Bailey?
That was assault, kind of, right? In our Me Too era, I'm sure that must have been.
Well, luckily
on
that she did not catch him.
Lucky for her.
That could have been very.
Surprised CBS addressed it without any sort of preemptive.
They've got enough on their
warning.
Hands, Matt. They got enough going on. All right, so let's talk about the eviction. Let's look ahead towards Thursday. So the veto is not going to be used. We have Sam versus Steve. Taryn, how is this shaping up?
So basically, there's two, like, as I mentioned, there's two sides of the house. And, one thing that we haven't talked about yet is that Sam has told one person that she has this power, and that one person is Tyler. So Tyler knows that Sam has the ability to save herself. And with that, he has not told anybody, but he has told his own alliance, Casey in particular, like, hey, you should vote for Sam, even if we don't have the votes, just to like show her that we're on her side. Like, not saying why, but saying like, well, maybe
vote for her to be evicted,
for her to stay, like knowing that she's going to stay regardless.
So vote to evict Steve.
Yes, knowing that Sam is going to stay regardless, it makes sense for him to want his allies to all vote to keep Sam, essentially being like, look, we did want to save you. We tried to save you. We're on your side and the other side is against you. And so when she stays, then she's firmly with them. At the same time, he genuinely wants to try and save her, because if she's saved, she has let him know, like, I can use the power on you if I need to. So they would both love for her to not have to use the power. The problem is as the votes stand, it's currently 7-6 in favor of evicting Sam. So the six people would be Winston, Brett, Casey, Brittany, no, Rachel, mm-hmm. sorry. Rachel, Angela, and JC. Those are the six votes. They need one more, and it's going to be hard to find that one more. They're trying to work on Haley, but that's not working. They've recently thought maybe we can pull Caitlin, which could theoretically work, but Caitlin's very loyal at the moment. She doesn't realize that her alliance is getting kind of sick of her. So they're trying to find that final vote, but at the moment, it's not there.
How did Steve get in so well with his level six?
Well, he's not great with level six. He's more in with the Faute. They're the ones that are keeping Steve because they feel good with him. They, you know, he is pretty connected with Scotty, and Scotty has been feeding Swaggy information, and so mm-hmm. Swaggy feels like he's got Scotty in his back pocket, and they all kind of feel like Steve is on their side. There was friction between Caitlin and Sam, as we saw in the episode. There has been more friction between them both before and after that. So, you know, they are not the biggest Sam fans. So they've all kind of felt like, let's keep Steve. They're not like the mm-hmm. biggest Steve fans in the world, but they feel like he's a better person to keep than Sam because he is on their side. That said, the two bros, Winston and Brett, also feel like they could maybe pull Steve in at some point. And Steve is willing to play both sides if he has to, but he is more loyal to the Faute yeah. side but of things.
They all have really shitty cars and they want some yeah. hookups after the show.
Matt,
over.
How do you think That's Steve is doing in convincing people that he is not an undercover cop?
He's clearly not an undercover cop. I mean, he's obviously a mechanic. He looks like a mechanic. He's nothing he's got suspicious a good about him, going, right?
Yeah, so that's
the next Derek. Derek Levasseur. You think Steve's going to get his own show on True TV or Investigation Discovery or something?
So. So. And then all the alumni can tweet about
what it. What would it be about, I want?
On the same time, with the same tweet?
It would be like a John Cryer thing where he's trying to go undercover to high school because he's so good at fitting in, you know, with the yeah. younger people.
Hello, fellow kids.
Yeah.
he's already Steve basically like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He'd be perfect. He's doing real good. He said he had an awesome social game on tonight's episode. He has the best. Tonight we got to see, it was the introduction of the yes. intro, right? It was tonight the first yes. episode they did that. His is the most appropriate, I think. It? Like Karen fitting. I don't remember exactly because I'm not yeah. like theatrical so, like that, but you know, he kind of does it like, come here. And then yeah. like I'm going to get you. Then, no, I'm not kidding. I'm going to be your friend.
God. No.
I gotcha.
You got Steve. Summer like Steve 2018. Got you.
We can pull that up somehow. That yeah. works, but trust me.
I know, that was fun.
Doom Tribe says Steve can solve the staircase oh, murder just like Derek
yes,
solved OJ.
Okay. does Steve know more than diddly about the staircase murder, Taryn?
You got to imagine when he's got the TV show about it. We're going
to
find out.
Who is that guy that Glenn tried to
Joey
be?
Rodriguez.
Duh.
Yeah. Joey Rodriguez, maybe has that ever been really officially solved? Maybe Steve, solved? Can, maybe Steve can be the guy who
okay. figured out. Why was Glenn's good name dragged through the mud by all these people on social media?
I can't believe Derek Levasseur never tried to tackle that at any point. It's being with his connection to yeah. both Big Brother and
okay. Taryn, anything else feed related that you want to touch on here? Of course, Taryn will be back tomorrow morning to update everything from today's live feeds.
Everyone seems convinced that Winston is a doctor.
Why? Why is
so
that
that's
important?
Been happening. It's not. It's just another reason.
What
to,
is Winston?
He's like in medical mm-hmm. sales. Like who cares what the difference is? You know what I mean? Like, why does it matter if he's in medical sales or a doctor? I don't know mm-hmm. why they care. But of course it's Steve that came up with the theory, because he's the one.
Yeah,
lying
I like
about
what
his
you're
profession.
Saying this morning, Taryn, about the person that like is obsessed with figuring out who, what everybody's fake jobs is definitely the person that has a fake job.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the person who's always talking about like, who has a toupee, like also probably has a toupee.
Yeah, Swaggy is concerned about Winston because he's heard that Winston has been talking a lot about Swaggy and Bailey as a showmance. Swaggy was weirdly convinced that it was a secret, but it's definitely not. And so because Winston had been talking about it, Swaggy was like, oh, well, I need to go intimidate Winston into not coming for me by saying, hey, you better watch out. We know you have a showmance with Angela, and we know you're a doctor, and people are going to be coming for you. And it's very,
does Winston
very
have
strange.
A showmance
Winston,
with Angela? Okay.
No, he doesn't, which is part of what makes it very strange.
Are they still saying they're like brother and sister? Are they still going with that?
Yeah. So what Swaggy did was he went upstairs and he talked to Tyler at some point, and he was like, look, people are saying that I have a showmance with Bailey. So if anyone mentions it to you, I want you to deflect by saying, nah, she's like his sister. So that
sister
is that.
Jerks me off under the cover.
Not yet.
That was basically
not
the
yet.
Response.
Not yet. Okay. All right.
No, yeah. No booths yes, happening quite yet.
Okay. Oh, it is a winning strategy. Okay. All right.
It is.
Let's wrap up with a couple more questions. Brendan Fitzy, who in the house is likely to be the most excited by the inevitable reward where they get to watch the pilot for the new Magnum PI on CBS? Winston strikes me as a big Magnum PI fan, Taryn.
I feel like this is Steve, hands yes. down. Steve, oh, I cannot wait to learn more about this profession
what's
that I know
it, yeah,
nothing
what's this,
of.
I used to watch this show. I mean,
what is this? Is this Mechanic PI? We're watching?
Yeah.
Oh, that was totally wrong. That's not how it works in real mechanic yeah. life with mechanics.
They, I saw a couple bumper promos for The Purge yeah. during this episode, and I was hoping that would be incorporated into a challenge. We could just purge yes. the contestants.
Yes. I also think that they should go with Swagnum PI. I think that would be a great spinoff yeah. for CBS. Matt, how excited are you for the upcoming TKO on CBS?
That's the Kevin
yes,
Hart thing,
only
right?
on CBS.
Well, again, I always root for my tiny men, yes. so I hope it goes yes. well for him.
Are you ready to podcast TKO weekly?
Are we? Is Paul and Devon? Devon, of course. Why do I even ask if Devon's going to be on it? Devon's on everything. Okay, so Devon's going to be on. Paul, do we know if he's going on?
We don't know yet. Doesn't sound like that's what they're doing. It did not work as the magic elixir for Candy Crush.
There's no crossover stuff happening.
That, whoever came up with that idea is
If we want a podcast about it, we should do it quick because I don't think we're going to have
July
a lot of
11th,
opportunity.
I believe is TKO. All right, Mike D. Okay. Do you guys like these non-game punishments like Amazon, or do you prefer something that would actually hurt your game? Example: can't play in the next HOH or something. Taryn, you like this, right? Because you don't want them messing with the game.
Yeah, it's much more amusing, first of all, to watch both on the feeds and on the show, and it doesn't interfere with the game. It's a win-win yeah. for me.
Okay, Matt, do you think that we need to bring back the have-not competition? That's from Katie Wallace. They did say they were going to bring back things from BB Pass. It's so boring to watch the HOH pick people or volunteer. I'm not even sure why we have-nots, Matt.
Yeah, have-nots are much worse in real life than they are portrayed on the show. It's a waste of airtime. We need to bring back food comps, as I think any super fan would probably agree with that. That's a very missed thing.
Is
that
it missed? Cool to
I think so. I liked. You didn't like it. I like forcing houses that might be in opposition.
Week, guys.
But it's fun when you need to work with people that you don't want to work
for
with.
The
and
week.
You're kind of forced to.
Everybody. Look, I look well. Jerky for the week. We did it.
It's fun to see people get jerky. Better than the Swaggy C. Bailey yeah. show.
Melissa Bot says, why do people keep saying it's an advantage? It's a disadvantage to be a bot. You could portray an image of weakness. You could pretend to be powerless and spy on people. People can't read your facial expressions. Sam is just not a smart bot. Matt, do you buy this?
I mean, the bot is a total piece of shit. It's not like you're Inspector Gadget and you have all these cool toys and, you know, heat vision and shit like that. You're like, you know, I'm sure it's like a cardboard shell, barely functional. Yeah.
We don't know what's underneath, but yeah, it's probably no good. It's got to be very tough. I think this punishment is horrible, and there's not really a good spin on this unless you're Kathy.
Fat Tyson wants to know, what is this? Did Matt get promoted? Who is doing, who's going to guest on the recap of the recap episode now? Matt, does this disqualify you from appearing on the recap of the recap later this summer?
If invited, I'll come back. We should get Ziggy Marley to perform on our recap of the recap.
Yeah, let's see if we can. Yeah, like, that we'll might be a long lead time situations. We just got to see if we can get it.
I feel like we can afford him if we do like a Kickstarter. Believe me, Big Brother alum have kickstarted worse shit than this, or GoFundMe, right? Gina Marie alone could have paid for like three.
Well, what's
Ziggy
Marley Marley's rate?
Nonsensical. It can't be much, right? See,
it was enough that they had to shoo him away like immediately when he was finished.
I'll say this: if it was substantial, he wouldn't have been on a CBS production. So we know already that it's got to be affordable.
We know it's at least the cap is how expensive the robot was.
I feel like he got the same general email I got. Like, hey, if you're in the area, you can come out in the backyard and play if you want. We don't have anything to offer you.
Yeah. So, all right, yeah. Ziggy Marley is the goal. If we can't get Ziggy Marley, then James Maslow is one tier down from that. And if we can't get James Maslow, Jacob Derwin will go. Those will be the three levels of our recap of the recap concert. That would be great if we could bring in somebody that would be performing live music for the recap of the recap.
And then we can awkwardly like head bob along during it. Like,
yeah, remember that time?
And we need Dave on.
Remember that first Sunday of the season, Matt, when you were recapping the episode?
This will get real meta.
It was so good.
Okay. This is from Terry Rodriguez, who says, has anybody else noticed that Sam sounds exactly like Patty Mayonnaise from Doug? Matt, are you a Doug enthusiast?
I think I'm too old, man. I'm in my 40s now, Doug. So it's a different generation.
Karen, do you know about Doug?
I did. I never really like watched it, but it was around when I was a kid, and I do recognize the voice, Patty Mayonnaise.
I know the theme song from Doug, but I don't know if I know what Patty Mayonnaise sounds like.
Patty Mayonnaise definitely does not sound like a child star to me. That name, as someone who is not familiar with Doug, I would not associate with anything child.
If you're curious about what she sounds like Sam.
I'm not going to Google Patty Mayonnaise on my computer. I know that much. I don't know what's going to come up.
A lot of crap ass. That's Doug. Okay. Stacked says, question for Matt. How do you feel about Swaggy giving himself a nickname? Follow-up, Enzo named himself Meow Meow. Any difference?
No difference. It's fucking bonkers. We addressed it earlier in the show.
He gave himself Meow Meow in real life, right?
Yeah, well, so did Swaggy. Yeah. Enzo didn't put the shirt on.
Not coming in with all Meow Meow merchandise.
It's cool that Enzo kind of started that. It's cool in like an annoying way, but it's cool that he did that. I mean, I truly believe Enzo because every season after that had like you had to name your lines. It was never like that before. So all good for Enzo for
let's start to wrap this thing up. Of course, we have coming up lots of stuff. Let's talk about RuPaul's Drag Race 10. The finale recap is available on the Reality TV wrap ups and Rob's website. Of course, Taryn will be live again on July 2nd, 2018. Of course, that was the day that the aliens first invaded our atmosphere back in 1996. A lot of people remember that. July 2nd, of course, Taryn will be live with the morning update. Of course, I will then be around lunchtime. I'll be talking with Eric Stein. So if you're watching this live, if you're listening to this early in the morning on Monday, send in your questions, bigbrother@robiswebsite.com. Also,
is that an old picture of Stein, or is he just...
That's Reality Game Masters.
He is aged.
Yes. Okay. So robswebsite.com/voicemail as well. And the LFC Roundtable, first time of the year. We'll be live on July 3rd. Kick off the fireworks with the LFC Roundtable. Always explosive. And of course, if you want even more, Rob has a podcast. If you want to help support all of this nonsense that went on way back when, Matt Hoffman was one of the first patrons of Rob as a podcast. Way back when, in 2014.
He was so
impressed by what we were doing.
I got in on the ground floor, and now I'm a Rob as a podcast Patreon billionaire
because I got in early. We got a lot going on all summer long with our patron-only shows and everything going on with the RHAP community. Find out more at robiswebsite.com/patron for that. So very, very exciting stuff. I got a lot of stuff to get into with Eric Stein on Monday morning. Matt, what do you have coming up the rest of the summer?
Nothing, Rob. I'm going to do my best to keep up with Big Brother, and hopefully I will pop in and out of the studio again. Certainly, I will try and
recap. We will be very disappointed if we can't make that work. Hopefully, we'll get an advance notice on that. Taryn, can I give you my quick pitch for Stockwatch? Okay,
sure.
Here's my pitch. I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. Okay, everybody gets $10 a week. Everybody, week one costs $1. Every time you buy a piece of stock, that person's price goes up. So five people buy stock for Tyler. The next week, his stock is worth $5 a share. You want to buy a Tyler share of stock? You need to sell stocks. You need to use your new money, but that's how much it costs. And the more the people buy a stock, the more expensive it gets. The less somebody owns a person, the cheaper it is.
It's not a bad idea.
The price of the stock should be the total amount of shares owned of from the LFC. That is my pitch.
All right. Do you get $10 every week, or do you have to maintain that $10 for the whole time?
You get a new $10 the whole week, but the good people are going to be very expensive. You can only buy one share if you didn't get in on them early. Buy low, sell high. And then if you think your person is going to, and you can also sell your person, so if you own a share of Tyler and he's worth $20, you could sell him and then buy more people.
Do you sell to an imaginary buyer, or do you have to sell to one of the other LFC?
I think you can sell.
This is only slightly less confusing than how to get a house guest
real,
trending.
The real, that's my thought on it. What I'd love to see is you guys incorporate when people are doing good. You know, you can't just get in on the bandwagon. Oh, this person's probably going to win the last week.
Yeah, that is something I've thought about.
Lance Davis says this could be the first step in the RHAP cryptocurrency. Matt, you want in on that?
Like I said, ground floor.
I hear Bitcoin is no good anymore. I hear we've got the room to grow.
Okay.
Here.
All right. Well, great stuff. Lots of fun. Thanks to everybody who joined us here live tonight. Of course, great to catch up with Matt Hoffman. Taryn will be live again in the morning. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Make sure you subscribe to Rob as a podcast. robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for all of RHAP and robhasawebsite.com/BB podcast for our Big Brother only feed. Thanks so much. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.